Deuteronomy chapter 26. And it will come to pass, when you enter into the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance, and you take possession of it and dwell in it, that you will take some of the first fruit of every fruit of the land which you bring in from your land, which the Lord your God is giving you, and you will put it in a basket, and you will go to the place in which the Lord your God chooses to seat his name. And you will go to the priest who is in office in those days, and you will say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have entered into the land about which the Lord swore to our fathers that he would give it to us. And the priest will take the basket from your hand, and he will place it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. And you will respond and say before the Lord your God, My father was an Aramean who was perishing, and he went down to Egypt and dwelt there with few men. But he became a great people there, powerful and numerous. And the Egyptians treated us badly and oppressed us and imposed harsh work on us. And we cried out to the Lord God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction and our toil and our distress. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, and with great awe and with signs and miracles. And he brought us to this place, and he gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now look, I have brought the first fruit of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall place it before the Lord your God, and you shall worship before the Lord your God. And you will rejoice at all the goodness which the Lord your God has given you and your household, you and the Levite and the foreigner who is in your midst. When you have finished tithing the whole tithe of your produce in the third year, the year of the tithe, and you have given it to the Levite, to the foreigner, to the orphan, and to the widow, so that they can eat at your gates and be satisfied, you shall say before the Lord your God, I have conveyed the holy requirement from my house, and I have indeed given it to the Levite, and to the foreigner, to the orphan, and to the widow, according to the whole of your body of commandments, which you commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandments, and I have not forgotten anything. I have not eaten from it in my frivolity, nor have I conveyed any of it in a state of uncleanness, nor have I appointed any of it for the dead. I have obeyed the Lord my God. I have acted according to everything you have commanded me. Look down from your holy dwelling place, from heaven, and bless your people, Israel, and the ground which you have given us, according to what you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. This day the Lord your God commands you to carry out these statutes and these regulations, and you shall keep and perform them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have affirmed today that the Lord is your God, and that you will walk in his ways, and that you will keep his statutes and his commandments and his regulations and obey him. And the Lord has affirmed to you today that you will be his people as a special acquisition, as he has said to you, and for you to keep all his commandments, and to place you above all the nations which he has made, to be praise and renown and splendour, and for you to be a holy people to the Lord your God, as he has spoken.